The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says it's had to double the security detail at the Capitol. Many officers are working 12-hour shifts, and the overtime is racking up. Still, FDLE spokeswoman Gretel Plessinger says since the protesters aren't violating any laws, officials can't boot them from the governor's office.
It's not uncommon to have protesters at the Capitol, particularly during the legislative session. What's different about this one is the amount of time that they've stayed. For us, as law enforcement, our options really are limited. They are following the laws.
FDLE says since the protests started, the state has spent more than $150,000 to secure the Capitol, and that number rises by the day. However, that figure includes some routine expenses, which would have been incurred whether there were protesters occupying the governor's office or not. Plessinger says overtime costs alone are in excess of $50,000. As protesters have come and gone, extra security has waved them through metal detectors at entrances to the Capitol and stood by to make sure the protests stayed friendly. Still, many Democratic lawmakers, including Tallahassee State Representative Alan Williams, say it's money well spent.
I will tell you, what's the cost of life worth? And when you have young folks like Jordan Davis and Trayvon Martin who die, what's the value on their life? These folks right here who are sitting in the governor's office right now, they are tax-paying citizens of the state of Florida.
Those calculations interest University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus. She says the protesters are reminiscent of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
They did wear out their welcome in certain cities which had to pay overtime for police, particularly big cities in the Northeast like New York and whatever. But the point that's to be made is that even though they sort of wore out their welcome, their ideas ended up being part of the Democratic Party platform.
Standard ground discussions could increase Democratic voter turnout in 2014. But McManus says Republicans could have an equal chance to galvanize their base when the public learns what the protest is costing taxpayers.
And so I think that pointing out the cost of this does get Republicans and the Tea Party and fiscal conservatives listening and watching to see whether this continues to escalate.
Not everyone is thinking about the extra costs in political terms. Robert Weissert, vice president for research at Florida Tax Watch, a state spending watchdog group, says people should be focusing on why the state can't offer a concrete accounting of money spent.
The state's accounting system is quite antiquated. Any private business that's running overtime because of a specific incident should be able to tell you within incredibly fast and accurately the amount of money that they're expending because of a specific incident. But the fact that the state is not able to is not a reflection on the individual agencies, but on the state's overall accounting system.
Weissert says the state could provide the same level of security without spending as much on overtime pay by updating its accounting system. He also says out of a $74 billion budget, an additional $50,000 presents a pretty insignificant cost to taxpayers. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Bank.